Now, the worship service of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Pastor Keith Griswold. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everyone today? Beautiful sunny day. Glad that you're here with us for worship this morning. And we're going to welcome those who are joining us online as well as those who join us on radio. And we're going to ask all of you, if you would, to join us in a moment of prayer. Loving God, we do thank you for, again, being able to gather in your house of worship. We give you our thanks and our praise, Lord, for the grace and the mercies that are new to us every morning. And as we come into your presence this day, we lift up to you our thanks and our praise. We also lift up to you our concerns, family and friends who are in need this day. And we pray for you to be with them. Bring about healing. May they rest in that assurance of your presence, Lord. For the celebrations of life, we thank you. For birthdays, for ongoing health, for those who are getting healed. For your church as we are gathered here, but your church around the world, Lord, we pray that your spirit would refresh us and renew us, that when we go out into the world, we will go forth as your people, shining the light of Jesus' love that has come into our lives. For the leaders of our world, Lord, we pray for guidance for them. May your spirit speak to them so that they will learn, Lord, how to act justly and to show mercy, to work for peace, to take care of our creation. Again, O Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to offer our prayers up to you. And we ask that you will be with us in the remainder of this service. Hear our prayers, Lord, the ones that we have spoken out loud, the ones that we have only said in our hearts. We ask them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship. Come all who love the Lord and who would follow God's way.
Let us gather together in God's truth and God's love.
For life itself is found only in the way of the Lord.
And our Lord Jesus came that we might know God's way and have life.
Then let us give praise and lift our voices for all to hear.
Let us sing praise to God and walk in the way of Jesus.
Please turn in your hymnals to Word of God, Come Down on Earth.
This morning our anthem is titled Cantate Domino, and this is taken from Psalm 96. Cantate Domino, canti cum novum, the words that you will hear. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." The word of the Lord. Amen.
Thanks, Rachel. Have y'all ever heard the saying, "The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree," or "The apple never falls far from the tree"? The implication, of course, is that parents instill their values into their children. And as they grow up, they reflect and they replicate those values, hopefully for the best. Sometimes it's not always that way. News story came out several years ago from Australia. Kind of makes you wonder about what some parents are thinking when they're raising their children. Man was pulled over by the police, and they discovered that he had used the seatbelt in his front seat to buckle in his case of beer. Now, that wasn't the concern for the police officer. Wayne Burnett, who saw this, says he was in shock and appalled when he pulled the car over, because there is a 30-can beer case strapped in nice and safe while the man's 5-year-old son was crawling around on the floor of the car. You know, you just wonders what lessons that little boy learned that day related to the values of his parents. And, of course, one also must wonder about the father's values that were instilled in him. Rabbi Edwin Friedman was a family systems expert. And in his work, he highlighted the importance of realizing that all of us as individuals are part of a family system. What happens in our family system never happens to just one person isolated from the others. We as individuals are shaped by our family, just as we as individuals impact our family system. In other words, we all bear resemblances to our family of origin. And it's more than the physical resemblance. There are the psycho-emotional resemblances that we all have to our families. Our scripture reading this morning, we have Jesus saying this: "If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Now, Jesus is talking to his disciples then and today. He is telling us that the resemblance of him to his Father is so great that we can know who God is by knowing Jesus. And then a few sentences later, we find out it is more than a resemblance. Jesus shares the same nature as the Heavenly Father. Jesus says, "Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." I'd like to give a little comment about that statement, because it holds so much theology in it. And there have been volumes written about it. Our whole Christian faith is wrapped up around it. In the year 325 AD, Jesus' statement was declared to be an article of our Christian faith in the Nicene Creed. The creed says, "Jesus is light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, co-substantial with the Father." That's one of those big $3 words, co-substantial. But it means of the same substance. Jesus has the same nature as the Heavenly Father.
That is why Jesus can say, if you have known me, you have seen the Father. When we invite Jesus into our life, we have God as our Heavenly Father, and Jesus is our older brother. We become a part of their family. In his letter to the Romans, Paul wrote this: the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And that, by the way, was a legal term in Roman times. And by him, the Spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. When God's Spirit is living in us, we are part of Jesus' family, and we are to be growing up. We are to be maturing and becoming like Jesus. The passage that Rachel read for us out of John's Gospel is taken from the night before Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus has gathered with his friends to share the Passover meal. And after the meal, he is giving them his final instructions for how we are to live together as a family of faith. According to Jesus, if we are following him, we are his family. One day when Jesus was teaching, he's told that his mother and his brothers were waiting to speak to him. And this was Jesus' response to that statement. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother, my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So if we are Jesus' brothers and sisters, then there should be a family resemblance between us and Jesus. There should be characteristics that bind us together as his brothers and sisters. In this discussion that Jesus has with the disciple, with the help of questions from Tom Philip, Jesus shows us what we should look like. See, in Jesus' family, we have a common promise. We have a common perspective. We have a common purpose. And we have a common power. But despite the fact this is a celebration, the Passover meal, the disciples are now facing literally the biggest crisis in their time with Jesus. Jesus has told them, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And they were in crisis. A few days earlier, they have walked into Jerusalem with people shouting, Hosanna, and waving palm branches as if Jesus were a conquering hero king. But now on Thursday night at the Passover meal, Jesus talks to them about denial. Someone's going to deny him. He talks about betrayal. He says, someone here is going to betray me. And then he talks about his coming death. And the disciples are thrown into crisis. But in the midst of their distress, Jesus tells them, don't be troubled. The promise that Jesus gave them and to us as well is that what's about to happen is not the end, it's the beginning. On the other side of that rejection, on the other side of crucifixion is resurrection and eternal hope. Jesus says, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. That promise is the foundation of our hope and our joy. And that is to be a characteristic of our family. Now, the reason that passage is quoted at funerals is that we seek to live in that hope, that where Jesus is, we will be with him someday. The next family resemblance is that we have a common perspective. Jesus assured his disciples, then and now, that we know the way to where he's going. And to that statement, Thomas asks a question that I'm sure was on all of the other disciples' minds. Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus says, don't worry. You don't need to wonder. You don't need to spend time searching for the truth in life. because truth and life was sitting there right in front of them. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. To follow Jesus is to walk in the way that leads to the presence and the knowledge of God. He says, if you really know me, you will know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. When we know Jesus, we really know God. In one of his commentaries about this passage, N.T. Wright says, don't come with a set of fixed ideas of who God is and try to fit Jesus into that. Rather, look at Jesus, the Jesus who wept at the tomb of his friend, the Jesus who washed his followers' feet, and you will see who is the true God. In our family of faith, we have a common perspective. In Jesus, we see and we know God. Because as we celebrate at Christmas time, in Jesus, God has come to us to reveal to us who God is. Third family resemblance is our purpose. Our common purpose as followers of Jesus. And that is to continue the work that Jesus did. Jesus said, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing. Some people might ask, oh, does that mean we're going to perform supernatural miracles? Will we confound the laws of nature? And here's my answer to that. Only if it brings glory to God and if it's God's will. Jesus never told us to put on a show. Jesus doesn't tell us to turn our spiritual powers into showmanship. When you look at Jesus, what he did, including his miracles, it was always with one purpose, and that was to bring glory to God. His teaching, his healing, his life, his death, his resurrection were there to direct people towards God. And as his family, our purpose is to bring glory to God. And we do that, we bring glory to God by what Jesus said. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, there's two layers to the power we have. There's the power of prayer, of our talking with God in and through Jesus. See, our personal prayer time is to be a time where we stay connected with God. We talk, God listens. God talks, we listen. Prayer is to keep us in that relationship with Jesus and his Heavenly Father. Second layer to our power, it is Jesus who is doing the works in and through us. When we seek to do the work that Jesus did, when we seek his guidance, when we know it through prayer, it is Jesus who will be doing it through us. As he said, I will do it. There's nothing that we do that brings glory to God that is done on our own. No sermon, no song, no ministry. It has to be done in and through those who have opened themselves to Jesus' presence so he can continue to work. As the scripture says, it's not by our might or by our power. It is by God's Spirit in and through us. It is the Spirit who makes us brothers and sisters in a family of faith. It is the Spirit who gives us the power to work for the purpose that we've been called to do the ministry that Jesus did and to bring glory to God, and for us to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Thanks be to God. I'm going to ask if you would please to stand and take your hymnal. We're going to sing the hymn, Jesus Calls Us.
Jesus calls us to the Father, God of strength, us to see. Hear my greatest, sweet voice, sound, say, Christian, follow me.
go now in the name of Christ, following the ways of Jesus, sharing his life, his love, and his truth to the world around us. Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to the 10 a.m. service from the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays or in person at 10 a.m. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.